Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Oh, hello, Bruno Mars action. Katie's all excited because that new album drops in just a couple days, you said?
The Romantic is what it's called. It's on the 27th, so Friday it hits. I'm so excited. Like, every single walk and run I go on, I start it with that song, and then I go through a whole Bruno medley. So I am ready.
I can just see you on your walk.
Walking
into traffic.
Dancing along Lone Tree Golf Course. Like, it is the funniest thing. Those golfers are like, four.
Quiet, we're trying to play.
I just might. That's pretty great. I love it. So cannot wait for Friday, though. It's going to be great music.
Man, I got to pick up that CD immediately.
Well, you can also just... That's not how it's done.
I gotta give me a compact disc.
Not how we do things.
Can you even buy those anymore?
No.
I don't think you can buy them new. Target maybe does special release ones.
Isn't that, that's the new thing. We don't own anything anymore.
We
just rent it. And
it's so true.
I rent it from Apple Music. So that's how I'm be listening.
I know when my dad bought his latest truck, my mom was all pissed off because there wasn't a CD player in it. She's like, how am I supposed to play the CDs? I've got so many CDs from all these years.
Do they have the little CD players that you can install into your car anymore?
So, the ones I saw, there's one that like hooks into a USB and it connects that way. Then I think there was a Bluetooth one that somehow connects as well. Huh. But then you've got the little goofy CD player there sitting like on your seat or something. It's like going back to 98 when you had the cassette player in your car and you shoved the cassette in with the cord that hooked to your Discman.
Yeah.
It's very much like that. It's funny how we're kind of going backwards if you want a CD in the car.
You don't install it into your console anymore.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think you can roll into car toys anymore and say, hey, put a CD player in here. I got my CD book already.
Yeah.
CDs in the visor.
That's wild because that was a whole profession installing car stereos. So what are those guys doing
now? My buddy, good friend Surratt, worked in at Best Buy for many years, like throughout high school and stuff, in the install stereo department. And we would always go. The amount of hours that we would just bum around Best Buy and loiter and hang out in the car stereo section.
The car stereo.
That was where it was at.
When I was early in radio and I had to dress up as the cow, we would do remotes at Car Toys. And I remember being in the car stereo section watching people get their stuff installed as the cow and pretending I cared.
It was a good time. It was a different time, but man, good memories.
Yeah.
We'd always hang out in the install bay while they're putting stuff in, you know, somebody's Civic and everything. And
I can't believe
this is probably why I didn't have many girlfriends.
I was
going to
say
that's really why Jer was very lonely in high school. I knew subwoofers and amps.
Sure did. Sounded good.
All right, I got this story this morning. It's popping because it's coming out from the Financial Times, which is an online magazine. And the reason is because they interviewed an owner of an underwear company, so that's why it's popping. But this owner is saying that they have dissected the research when it comes to your underpants. They've talked to many doctors, and the quote in the story says, doctors generally recommend replacing your underpants every 6 to 9 months.
Oh, no.
Because washing doesn't remove everything. And I'm looking at you, Katie, with your skid marks.
Shut up. No.
It doesn't remove enough of your grime. And then they go into talking about bacteria and viruses and fungi next to your fun guy.
Well, that's where it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of unsettling how much stuff is hanging out in your underwear. And they're saying just washing it is not going to get it clean. So you need to get rid of it every 6 to 9 months or after 50 washes. Once you've done 50 washes, which who's counting? Well,
I'm not counting.
You got a little whiteboard next to the washer there. I've washed my Super Mario underpants 39 times now. After 50 washes, you got to get rid of them.
No, here's the thing. Underwear that's 6 to 9 months old, I still consider that new underwear.
I have underwear from the Obama administration.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Like, I have underwear for a long time.
I have underwear that's like decades old, and I hang on to it also because it's just like, as a woman, you need underwear for certain times of the month versus other times of the month.
And you bet you do.
You honestly, like, you take that underwear and then it just... It graduates into the other pile, right? Like, now it is this kind of underwear.
Yeah.
No, it really does. Every girl
does. You don't care
this.
If it gets messed up.
You don't. So, but that's so funny to me. 6 to 9 months, we need new underwear because even when I'm on top of it, it's just Christmas time is when I get the new stuff.
But I don't even.
Right?
I mean, I bought some of those Saks underpants
yeah.
a couple months
yeah.
ago
yeah.
after
yeah.
Aaron Gorin released
They're already
the pictures.
Old.
They're already old,
They're
essentially.
Old now.
And those were like $80 for two pairs of my panties.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of those. Those are going to be sticking around for a while. Which, side note, the big Saks logo on the front already
yeah.
fell off a pair of them.
Seriously?
I'm like, these were $40 each.
Yeah.
And the logo's already popping off. I also have another side note for you. Just a few minutes ago, I ran to the restroom to use the urinal in the men's room. And I got dressed when it was really dark in the room today. My underpants are on backwards today.
How does that even no. work for
and
a guy?
They're boxer briefs.
Yeah.
So I have boxer briefs on backwards right now.
How did you not notice that? Right away.
That seems like something you guys would pick up on immediately.
I thought it felt a little funny, like walking in today. And sure enough, I look down. Oh, there's the backward, the back yeah. tag. It's in the front.
Well, it makes sense now why you're walking funny.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
the opening?
Well, it's in the butt.
Oh, no. Oh,
it's in the butt, you guys.
What? What?
In what? The... What? Oh, no. My goodness gracious. You guys ready for some PMI?
Oh, let's go.
I feel like that last 30 seconds was the minus.
Okay.
There we go.
Check.
Is what it was.
Check.
What is PMI? Well, it's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to kind of start your day. Give you a smile. I got the pee today. I never have the pee, but hey. I got the pee today. The water brand Liquid Death has teamed up with Spotify for the first ever music streaming urn. So when you're dead and gone, your ashes can keep rocking out. It is
okay.
called the Eternal Playlist Urn. They only made about 150 of them, so if you want one, you're going to have to hop onto their website super quick and pick one up. They made an ad for it that says it's a serious upgrade for your post-life experience, and it also claims that music can reduce your odds of a haunting by almost 50%.
Well, that's good.
Now, here's the downside. Each urn is about $500.
Oh.
Ouch, right? But I do love that Spotify created a free eternal playlist generator to help build your perfect playlist for the afterlife. The Spotify question on there is, what's your eternal vibe, bro? Now, the good news is you don't have to wait to put your own ashes in it. You can throw Gramps in there or your aunt or, you know, maybe if you're the vengeful type, you can torture somebody you don't like with music. All day long in the urn. Like for me, I would imagine somebody would dump my ashes in there and play Hey There, Delilah over and over and over again.
This is the positive?
Well,
it can be.
I didn't have much else to choose from today. I think it's a positive because when you die, you can now sit there in your urn and listen to your most favorite music ever. I think mine would be like some Pearl Jam.
Okay.
I probably have Pearl Jam playing. For you, it could be Beaver or Bruno Mars.
Yes.
And Josh could be like some Nickelodeon cartoon themes or something.
Dude,
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good call. SpongeBob.
All those things just make you happy.
So, yeah, that is a positive.
Okay.
Today. So, suck it.
Okay. Deal.
What's your minus?
My minus is a person who allegedly fled during a traffic stop and was caught reportedly hiding in a garbage can. They're calling him Oscar the Grouch.
What was he running
from? I think it's funny. So it was, it was a traffic stop that occurred earlier in the day. So the cops tried to pull him over for something just little, and he took off on foot. And the officer was chasing him for a little bit, but then he lost sight of him, right? Well, around the corner, there was a garbage person, a sanitation worker, trying to get the garbage into the garbage truck, right? So he opened the trash can lid, and he saw homie hiding
booga, booga,
inside,
booga, booga.
And he jumped back, and he was like, oh my gosh, there's somebody in there, and then he saw the cops coming around the corner,
he's
like, did you see anybody running, and he's like, there's somebody in the trash can, and the guy jumped out of the trash can, the cops ran after him then and got him,
good.
So everything was okay at the end of the day, but
he's
Oscar
lucky.
The Grouch yeah. got some social media fame because of his little stunt.
He's lucky he wasn't one of those machines that just comes over with the claw and
I
grips
know.
The can and up and in you go to the garbage truck.
The fact that this garbage, you know, sanitation worker went up to it beforehand saved him. Saved his life.
Actually, you're right. Yeah. So you can't be mad at him.
You can't be mad at him.
A sanitation engineer, I think, is what they're called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, my dad was one, and we just called him a garbage man. So well,
it's a different time now, Katie.
I know it is. I thought sanitation worker was good.
Sanitation engineer.
Sanitation engineer. Yeah. He did the right thing. So
he really did.
Yay, that guy.
That's the minus today?
That's the minus today.
Snitches get stitches, garbage man. Be ready.
What's the interesting? Wrap it up.
This is a wild story that is just coming to light about a North Carolina mother who went out Christmas shopping 24 years ago and never came back. And she had just been found. Okay, so this is a crazy story about...
Where'd they find her?
In North Carolina still.
Yeah.
This is the thing. She went out Christmas shopping and all of a sudden never came back, and her family reported her missing. And they were looking for her van, which to this day has still never been found. So they don't know what she did with her van. But they are looking everywhere with tips and hints and tricks throughout all 24 years. Her daughter made a Facebook page saying, "Hey, Michelle Hunley Smith, please come home. We are looking for you. We don't know where you are." For 21 years, the daughter Amanda kept that Facebook page going.
Wow.
To keep the hopes alive that her mother is even alive.
Is she in a garbage can somewhere?
No.
She was not in a garbage can, I don't think. But here's the kicker. Once they finally found this mother alive a couple days ago, the mother requested that she was not that her whereabouts were not to be told where her family is. Like, what did her family do to her?
Oh, she didn't want to tell the family where she was.
Yes, yeah, so they find her in North Carolina, in the state of North Carolina. That's all where she is. They can't tell the city, the state, or any of the city.
She just had enough.
She did not want to
pick up. All moms are fantasizing about
exactly,
this.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to pick up dirty underwear anymore.
You're done.
You don't want to clean up after the dogs.
No
they
more
said
activities
that they
for
would
school.
Take care of.
Yeah.
She just wanted to go live her own life.
I'm on her side.
I salute this
You're
lady.
On her
Leave
side.
Her alone. Yes. Don't tell people where she is. She just needed to get away.
You.
Katie, imagine ditching baby Nana and you're fine with that?
Well,
it's different. Like, that's one kid. Like,
it's
sometimes if you have a whole family with kids running around and a husband that's a pain in the butt, and you just want to get away.
There's left at 38 years old. She's now 62.
I love my family dearly. There's days.
There was a whole commercial about
definitely
this.
Days.
Remember that? Kelgon, take me away.
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole thing about
It's the
about
whole
this.
Joke about dad going out for cigarettes and never coming back.
Yeah.
She did this. The kids never got their Christmas present.
I'm on her side. Good for her.
Mom, we salute you.
We salute you, Mom. Run away.
I can't believe
never
this.
To be found again. That's a great way to wrap up PMI today with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.